Thank you, brother. Well, actually, I was doing pretty good through worship just now until we got to the part about brokenness. And then I noticed that everything went down a little bit. Like, oh, okay, we're not singing quite as enthusiastically. Anyway, it's interesting because, you know, as Jeff comes up to share his testimony, I have no idea what he's going to say. But I know the brokenness is always a part of every testimony, you know, and that God brings us to that place where we hit bottom in a way, we cry out to Him, and we have nowhere to look but up. And so I'm blessed to have Jeff come up today. Come on up, Jeff. And I've just really enjoyed Jeff's fellowship, and I'm looking forward to your testimony, brother. God bless you. Father, I just lift up my brother to you, and I pray you would continue just to anoint him. Lord, that you would help him just to speak from his heart, Lord, and really, Lord, from your heart, and that your peace would be upon him, Lord, as we receive what you have for us today through our brother. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Right. Well, my testimony is kind of steps. Back in 78, my wife, before we married, she lost her brother, and that was a hard time on the family, and that's when I first knew about Christians that come over to the house, you know, and pray with the family and stuff. And then I got to thinking, you know, maybe there's something to do, you know, to this. So I was working at the county road department at the time. I worked in Westwood for 1 year. Then I went to Standish, and that's where I was at the time that happened. And there was a guy there named Tom Slater. I'm sure some of you know Tom. And he kind of led me to the Lord through all this at that time. And that was a blessing. I got a lot of respect for Tom. He's a very godly man. Him and his wife share them both. And then I worked there for about a year. And then I ended up quitting the road department. I went logging, and something I always wanted to do. But I really didn't know at that time what the lifestyle was like. And I wasn't a strong enough Christian at that time to say no to a lot of things. So I ended up, I loved the job. I'd still be logging if things were different. I liked logging, but at that time I didn't know, but alcohol was a big part of their, you know, big part of the lifestyle. And I wasn't strong enough to say no. So for about 4 years, I pretty much was on a drunk for about 4 years. And it was hard. And my wife ended up leaving me for about 3 days. She said, I had enough. I can't take this no more. I said, yeah, you know, I'm surprised you stuck with me this long, you know. And I got to thinking, you know, she's pregnant with our first daughter, Amy. And I begged and I lied to her. I said, I'll do anything, you know, just come back. I did quit drinking. I haven't been drunk since. That's one thing. Lord, you know, I'm thankful for that. And then about 18 years ago, my wife got cancer. And another time, you know, it was a hard time. And that's when I learned about prayer. The power of prayer. People praying with us, praying for us. A lot of people I didn't even know. Churches, different churches praying, you know. So, another step in my life. And one winter I was laid off and I was listening to the radio, and then that J. Vernon McGee, kind of like Mike, you know, but he used to be on Alturas radio station up there at noon, every day at noon o'clock, you know, 5 years through the Bible. Anyway, he's talking in Revelation, and in chapter 4 he came to what we'd be doing in heaven. I was wondering what heaven would be like, because, you know, I had different things on what heaven would be like. I heard different things. Now, we're not going to be hunting and fishing in heaven, you know. And then he said, you know, we're going to be singing praises to, you know, to Lord. We're going to, you know, praising God, you know. And then it dawned on me that, yeah, you know, Jesus is up there. And, you know, if we're not going to, you know, worship him down here, or walk with Jesus down here, what's the use of going to heaven, you know, because he's up there, you know. And so I kind of, rededicated my life to the Lord then. And, you know, it's been a slow process. But then, you know, I've been then I started coming here to Calvary Chapel, and I did not know at that time what Calvary Chapel was. I knew it was a church here, and I walked through the door, and then, you know, they preached, you know, word by word, you know, book by book to the Bible, and, you know, that really hit me that, you know, that's the way, you know, it should be, you know. So I started reading my Bible more, and then, you know, like I said, it's been a slow process, but, you know, Jesus is really working in my life, you know. And then came here for a while, and then things were going on here, so I wasn't going for about 3 months, and then get a phone call. There's a guy coming up. Would you mind showing him around town? Oh, yeah, sure. And, you know, it was Mike. And so, you know, I don't know. Mike, he means a lot to me because he'll keep you in check. I don't know if you've been around him very much, but everything he talks about is the Lord. You know, I mean, if he's going to talk to you, you're going to learn about Jesus, you know. I mean, he asks you, how are you doing in your walk, you know, and he keeps you accountable for, and you know, that's good. But what I bet you want to say is, you know, that, you know, I had a lot of sin in my life, you know. I mean, you know, I've done a lot of stupid things, a lot of dumb things. And if I seem standoffish to some people, it's not because I'm rude or, you know, think I'm better than you. It's just I've done so many stupid things, I have a hard time looking at people, you know. Because you guys, I mean, you know, you guys are, you know. But I mean, yeah. So, you know, I'm just a sinner saved by grace, you know, walking in faith with Jesus Christ. So I mean, every day is a new day, you know. Go through the Bible, read my Bible, you know, and just keep looking up. And I'm ready, you know. I mean, nothing down here, that, you know, besides family members being saved. I can't wait to go home, you know. So basically, I'm sinner saved by grace. So that's pretty much my testimony. Might not be the best, but anyway, thank you. Amen.